I suppose if we really have this child, we ought to get married, Catherine said. We were in the beer place at the corner table. It was getting dark outside. It was still early, but the day was dark and the dusk was coming early. Let's get married now, I said. No, Catherine said, it's too embarrassing now. I show too plainly. I won't go before anyone and be married in this state. I wish we'd gotten married. I suppose it would have been better. But when could we, darling? I don't know. I know one thing. I'm not going to be married in this splendid matronly state. You're not matronly. Oh, yes, I am, darling. The hairdresser asked me if this was our first child. I lied and said no, we had two boys and two girls. When will we be married? Any time after I'm thin again. We want to have a splendid wedding, with everyone thinking what a handsome young couple. And you're not worried? Darling, why should I be worried? The only time I ever felt badly was when I felt like a whore in Milan, and that only lasted 7 minutes, and besides it was the room furnishings. Don't I make you a good wife? You're a lovely wife. Then don't be too technical, darling. I'll marry you as soon as I'm thin again. All right. Do you think I ought to drink another beer? The doctor said I was rather narrow in the hips, and it's all for the best if we keep young Catherine small. What else did he say? I was worried. Nothing. I have a wonderful blood pressure, darling. He admired my blood pressure greatly. What did he say about you being too narrow in the hips? Nothing, nothing at all. He said I shouldn't ski.
Quite right.
He said it was too late to start if I had never done it before. He said I could ski if I wouldn't fall down.
He's just a big-hearted joker.
Really, he was very nice. We'll have him when the baby comes.
Did you ask him if you ought to get married?
No. I told him we'd been married 4 years. You see, darling, if I marry you, I'll be an American, and any time we're married under American law, the child is legitimate.
Where did you find that out?
In the New York World Almanac in the library.
You're a grand girl.
I'll be very glad to be an American, and we'll go to America, won't we, darling? I want to see Niagara Falls.
You're a fine girl.
There's something else I want to see, but I can't remember it.
The stockyards?
No, I can't remember it.
The Woolworth Building?
No.
The Grand Canyon?
No, but I'd like to see that.
What was it?
The Golden Gate. That's what I want to see. Where is the Golden Gate?
San Francisco.
Then let's go there. I want to see San Francisco anyway.
All right, we'll go there.
Now let's go up the mountain, should we? Can we get the MOB?
There's a train a little after 5.
Let's get that.
All right. I'll drink one more beer first.